streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with a very special guest, Mr. Gil Bivens. He is the Director of Public Relations at the City of Refuge, which is a crisis center in Phoenix, and he's doing great things. So we're going to hear from him in just a few minutes, but before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night like they always do, and we're not going to hold the segment up. We're going to go straight over to our guests, and then we're going to have Mr. Gil formally introduce himself, and we're going to get started with the interview. All right, so you, Mr. Gil.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Gil Bivens. I'm the director of City of Refuge, and I want to specifically thank Mr. Boyd and Mrs. Lucinda Boyd for giving me this great opportunity to talk about our center today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my friend, you know. So what I would like to ask you first off, Mr. Gil, how did you get involved with the City of Refuge and, you know, explain that to the people?
Well, it was an interesting journey for us, Rob. We, back in August, our pastor challenged the entire congregation, which is Revolution Ministries, to go out and engage ourselves with the homeless community. And we started back in August, and we started feeding the homeless. We started interviewing the homeless. And most importantly, in order for us to really effectively help the community, Rob, we felt that it was necessary to interview each homeless so that we could determine what their specific needs was. And what was interesting, Robert, was that we collected so much data and we were able to learn so many characteristics from drug abuse to coming out of a divorce to getting laid off to drug addiction to domestic violence. And realistically, Rob, we instantly learned that there was a bigger need than we had originally thought. And so that's where our quest really began, Rob. We opened up a center that is called the City of Refuge so that we could facilitate and we can address some of the chronic issues that we found in the street. Shelter, for example, was very important for us. We happened to be starting in August, September, where it was extremely hot. And so we opened up a shelter so that we can begin housing some of these individuals realistically that needed housing and needed help to get back on their feet, to become self-sufficient. Now, interestingly, Rob, a lot of these people chose not to be in the streets. They were forced to be on the streets as a result of a hardship that they had experienced in their life. So we wanted to address those individuals who didn't have access to everyday amenities that you and I do, like a shower, clean clothes, haircut, very simple things in life that we take for granted. These individuals needed in order to go apply for positions, to go apply for jobs. So we began the process of helping these individuals with clothing, showers, getting them haircuts so that at least they had a fighting chance to get back on their feet and be hired by these businesses that surround the areas where they were living on the street. And that's how our journey began, Robert. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. Gill.
There you go.
When you start off small, that's how the journey usually go, because you set out to do one thing, and the next thing you know, you're rolling on a whole nother page. So I think that was a great thing that God let you all to do that, you know. And if someone wanted to make a donation to your organization, give them the information and let them know how they can do that. And if they just want to make a physical donation, give them that information as well.
Okay. Rob, there's two ways that people can donate to our cause. One of them is by going to www.houseofrestoration.org. I'm going to repeat that. It's www.houseofrestoration.org. If they go on the website, they're going to click on the link that says donate, and it will take them to another menu tree that will allow them to make a donation anywhere from 1 cent to $1,000, whatever they choose or whatever they feel is appropriate for the cause. One of the things that our website is that they're going to see is some of the outreaches that we have actually do every week. During the week, Rob, we probably feed an average of about 500 people living out on the street. Not to mention that on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, we serve hot meals. And so we're doing about probably anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 lunches and dinners every month. And so the website will give them an opportunity to give them a reason why, because we need to get food, we need to buy clothes, we need to buy so many things, amenities and hygiene. Money comes in handy so that when we go out in the streets, we're able to go out with good products and things that they're going to need so that they can survive and maintain their sanitary needs out in the streets. The other thing is, Rob, here in Phoenix, Arizona, they can visit us at 5727 North Black Canyon Highway, and that is Phoenix, Arizona, and the zip code is 85015. Now, they can also call and speak to a service, to a customer service rep there, which is phone number is 602-283-4390. And those are the ways that anyone can get into contact with us, whether they want to donate, whether they want to volunteer, whether they want to get a tour of our facility. They can get a hold of us through the website, through the phone number, and they can actually go to the physical location where we will be more than happy to give them a tour of our facility, Rob.
Exactly. And that's great information, and I'm glad that information is out there. And also, Mr. Gill, I want to speak about, you know, how did you come in contact with the Streets Don't Love You Back, Rob and Lucinda mm-hmm. Boyd?
Well, that's a great story, Rob. I got to tell you that I saw Lucinda posting an invitation to feed the homeless on Super Bowl Day, which she called the tailgate party. And right away, I saw that on the picture of the flyer that she put on Facebook, there was thousands, there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people lined up. And I saw that that this was a huge event that was designed to really challenge the community to give back and help the homeless community to eat, to feed, and give them the very same attention that that same day the Super Bowl was promoting. And what I liked most about how I came into contact with you is that that's where I want to be. That's what I want to do on Super Bowl Day. That's where everyone should be. And given the opportunity and the scene of the situation on that day, it just breaks my heart that we're concentrating and focusing on the wrong things. Everyone, most of the people, for the most part, were focusing on the Super Bowls. And myself, it grabbed my attention because, realistically, I'd rather be down in the trenches feeding and helping these people. And that's how I met Lucinda. I called her immediately. I got some information, and I said, hey, we want to be a part of that. Most importantly, Rob, we invited Lucinda to come down to our center because we wanted to learn from the Streets Don't Love You Back. We recognized that these huge events, which we later learned that we fed over 1,100 people, this takes an enormous amount of experience. It takes an enormous amount of really attracting the community and the passion, the dedication, the knowledge, your approach with how the streets don't love you back and attracting those people to help them is what really inspired me. It gave us a lot of hope. And I have to tell everyone that's listening, Rob and Lucinda, that since you and I began working together, you guys have just poured us with so much support. The support that we receive from you guys has been overwhelming, and we really appreciate everything that you have taught us, everything that you have connected us with. And you know, it's just one of those relationships where you finally say, you know, where the clouds open up and you say, wow, finally somebody's here to help us. You guys were like our heroes, and from that day on, and you know, Rob, you and I talked about this frequently. The synergy is like a natural flow. We know what we need to do. We know the energy that it takes to work in the community and the dedication that is necessary for us to get to those broken lives, to help these young people, to get these people and just tell them, hey, there is an answer. There is a solution here. Forget about what you look like or how you feel. What's important for us is to let God use us to inspire us and to get those people off the streets and let them know that we're here to help them. God is using us to help those people. We are an opportunity that is going to get them, in many cases, we're the last chance that is going to get them back into an environment that is going to allow them to blend back into the community.
Wow.
Amen. On
the other side of that, Gil, we had been talking recently because we get a lot of donations and some of it we just can't take out to the streets and there's a lot of other things that we want to do as far as giving back and helping others. And we've been talking about finding a shelter or a crisis center or something in the valley that we could work with. And I think it was just a couple days before, Rob's like, well, maybe we should look in the Yellow Pages and try to find one, or maybe we should. I said, you know what? I said, let's just wait a little bit longer. God's going to give us the right one. And then it was just a couple days later when we connected. So, you know, it's all a part of God's plan.
Oh.
And like you said, since that day, we've been nonstop, and we're just going and going and going, and it's all, you know, to help other people. And I've got to say this too, that, you know, another thing that we've been trying to work on is getting the youth intervention program.
Yes,
and with
absolutely.
Your help and guidance, you know, that's becoming a reality. And, you know, Rob's already been up talking to a teenager, the first one at the crisis center.
Yes.
So we're just, you know, growing leaps and bounds, and there's just nothing but great things to come forward from now.
Wow. I have to tell you that when two genius and brilliant minds organizations get together, good things or new things are born for the better. I have to tell you that just by divine intervention, call it what you want, but the day that we teamed up with the Streets Don't Love You Back, not even 2 days later, we got a call from the Mesa Juvenile Detention Center to see if we would be interested in working with a young 17-year-old so that we could kind of mentor them, put them back on the right path to put a program that is going to put them in a situation where we're going to get them out of trouble. And I immediately called Rob that day. Rob, if you remember, I called you, listen, we're getting a young man. He's just getting out of the detention center. We have very little experience in mentoring a at-risk youth young man. We don't know whether it's going to be excellent, good, bad, rebellious. We didn't know what stage, but we did know that Rob from the Streets Don't Love You Back has the necessary experience based on his background working in an environment where it was a high-risk situation, and that's where we plugged in to Streets Don't Love You Back. We knew that you guys had the resources to deal at any level with kids that are rebellious, and that's really where our relationship even bloomed more, because without a doubt, Rob came down to the center. He started working with the young man, and that's how the Youth at Risk program, the Youth Intervention Program, kind of was born on its own. And that workbook, Lucinda, that you and I are working on, mm-hmm. is going to be the guide that is going to allow us to intervene more effectively to help these young children.
Right. And that's through dealing with the past hurts and trying to get them to understand why they're doing the things that they're doing and reacting the way they're reacting. It's going to be an amazing program. It's going to be amazing.
And you know what, Lucinda, what the thing is that we do get some information from the court system, as you and Rob know. We know that, you know, this particular individual was involved in a burglary. We knew that he was in an environment where other kids were influencing him, you know, to break the law, to go out and do things that are dangerous, where it's a danger to themselves. In many cases, you know, it's a death sentence for these young men. But we knew that the Streets Don't Love You Back program would facilitate our needs. And this relationship to help these young people has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Mr. Gill. You know, this is like my wife said, this is something, we've been wanting to do, you know, put our program in a facility like yours. You know, we educate behind the walls. And like I told you, we have members in 150 prisons across the country where we send our educational material inside the prison walls. And they educate them from behind the walls. And next thing you know, we get letters that other inmates want to join our movement because they done talked to one of our members. See, so it's like a trickle-down effect. Everybody mm-hmm. want to be a part of something good and want to be a part of something that's not only helping self, but you're helping others to a better life and to a better tomorrow. And, you know, like me and you was talking today, you know, it's so many people that want to do certain things, but, you know, my thing is, from a guy that came from the streets for real, my thing is you doing this just in name only? You just want to have your name up in lights, that this, that, and other? But what are you truly doing? Are you going down in the hood? I mean, really in the hood. I ain't talking about no going to no Scottsdale. I'm talking about, is you really going down in the hood where these people is hurting, where these people that need support, these people that need somebody to communicate, these people that's hungry, these people that just want to change and do something better? Is you going down there doing that? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I respect you for real then when you're doing that, but not when you're throwing money around just saying, oh, you know, I want this, that. That don't mean nothing to me. You see what I'm saying? You have to be really down there doing your thing for me to really respect your game, you know? Other than that, if you ain't down there in the real trenches, man, everything you talking to me is in vain, you know? That's just my opinion.
Well, I got to tell you this, Rob. When you and Lucinda invited the City of Refuge to participate in the tailgate party, we were subjected to an environment where we were able to meet hundreds of people, and we were able to see your love and compassion for helping these people. You know, we could see that these individuals have been living in the streets for months. Some of them were fighting drug abuse. Some of them were fighting mental disabilities. Some of them were out there because they just were lost. There was a lot of young people out there that surprised me been living in the streets. And it just breaks my heart. But to see how you guys orchestrate this huge event where I just saw a line that just went around the corner and I couldn't even see the back of it, and I just saw these people going and going and going and going for hours, and the food that it took to feed everybody was amazing. I think this process took about 2.5 hours to feed everybody. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but to be out in anybody who's familiar with the 11th Avenue in Madison area, where this is pretty much the capital, the central area where all the homeless congregate. This is where they go to eat. This is where all the services are. And basically, this is the area that they're forced to go, because this is an area that where they can depend on people like the Streets Don't Love You Back to take care of them, to see them, and to know that when you guys go there, they know they're going to get a great meal and they're going to get a lot of resources. And, man, I just fell in love with you guys that much more the day that I saw that. It was just amazing. It gives the listeners an opportunity and an idea. This was a four-hour feeding event. This wasn't a soup kitchen that you open hour and a half. This was a process that took until the last person was fed. And it was great. I think we ended up with four potato chips. We ended up leftovers with four potato chip bags and some empty hot dog buns. Other than that, everybody got fed.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's
and
how we do
it.
We roll.
We had a DJ come to the tailgate party, and he volunteered his time and services.
Oh, man.
And, man, did they love that. You know, they felt good. You know, and some of the homeless were saying, you're doing
time.
This for us? You know, yeah, we're doing this for you guys. Yeah. We want you guys to have a good day. We want you to have a good time. We want you to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, everybody else having a party.
It was a party.
In Arizona, why
it
not
was a party.
That's right.
Why not have a party? You know what I mean? It's Arizona.
Wow.
Everybody in here for the Super Bowl. Let's do our own Super Bowl and let these people dance and eat and have fun, you know?
And they did.
And it turned out great. And they did. You know, they danced their heart out.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing, Rob, because when we started setting up, there was a lot of fat faces, and it just breaks your heart. But by the end of the event, everybody was dancing, everybody was filled spiritually, everybody was fed. It was the opposite of what it was when we left. We were getting a lot of hugs. We were getting a lot of conversation. We were praying with people, and it was just it was a game changer. I mean, it was a game changer because dedication and the compassion that it took by the Streets Don't Love You Back to make sure that every single individual was fed, and that's what you guys did.
Oh, yeah.
It took us a few hours, and I have to tell you that the entire neighborhood was just overwhelmed, overjoyed, and I think they were sad when we left. They were like, "Wow,
it
was."
Our friends are leaving.
There was a relationship that was built in that very little short time where it was a relationship
built a community in 4 hours.
Wow.
We built a little community.
Ooh.
And that's what it's about, building community.
There was this
one girl that she danced till the very end. I don't know if you remember who was there, but
yes, I do.
The one in the black shirt that danced her little heart out. In the very beginning, she was very, very sad and unhappy, and she was talking to one of the girls that we had there. And our girl took her over to the clothes and helped her pick out an outfit, and she went and changed somewhere and came back, and her whole attitude changed. She said she felt like a new woman. She hadn't had any new clothes or clean clothes in I don't know how long. She was the one that was out dancing till the very end, enjoying herself. And she, when she first got there, was so sad and down. Now that's amazing. That's amazing. A pair of clothes can change your whole outlook, your attitude, how you feel
indeed.
About yourself.
And also, Mr. Gill, you know, we just want to put out there in the universe to all the people the conversation that me, you, and my wife had today about our upcoming fundraiser in June, you know. We did let moms know, you know, and everything is all love. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're gonna let the world know that we got something coming up. When, Mr. Gill?
June 27th is the date that we selected today for this big event.
June 27th, right?
Yes, June 27th, which is going to be on a Saturday. And as we design this program and we start getting the promotional and the sponsorships, we'll put that out there on our social media network and on the Streets Don't Love You Back network. So we will be inviting businesses and corporations and other nonprofits to be part of this great event that's going to allow us to raise money so that we can continue our mission to fight hunger, to fight the chronically homeless, to help these young people, which we call unaccompanied youth that are walking the streets and need to be saved. They need resources. And basically, we need the money so that we can create an escape for them so that when we get them, we're able to surround them with all the tools that they need to get their minds off the streets and put them back on a positive track of re-education, picking a career, getting their reunited back with their families. I mean, it's just a huge topic, Rob and Lucinda. You guys know that, you know, it's this wide range of issues that that come with working in the streets, and it's just a matter of raising money so that we have more resources, because without money, Rob and Lucinda, you know, it's very difficult to attract the experts that we need to get them to work with the community that we love so much.
Exactly. And we just want everybody to know we're keeping everything under wraps right now as far as the, you know, the name and everything. But be on the lookout. June 27th is going down, and we got something great coming. And we're going to be doing our fundraisers twice a year. So we want everybody to get ready, get geared up, and let's get out here and continue educating and helping our people, you know what I mean, from the homeless to educating the kids in school, to getting people back on the right track, to living back on their own. Because everybody that's homeless is not a drug addict. You know what I mean?
That's
things
right.
happen
yep.
in their life. So I want you to understand, you know, everybody's not out there on that tip. So let's keep our minds open, our ears open, and our heart open to what's really real out here. And that's basically what I got to say. Anything else you would like to say, Mr. Gill?
No, Rob, I'm just so excited that you guys came into our lives, that God put you guys in our path. You know, the journey with the Streets Don't Love You Back, you guys have connected us with so many resources that we were lacking, and there was just a big unknown factor for us. And one of the things that attracted me most to the Streets Don't Love You Back was that very first meeting. I knew that all of our answers were there, because when I saw that you guys set these huge monthly events to feed over 1,000 people, I could relate to that. I know the environment that you guys were exposed to, the difficulties that you guys are faced with, the resources. In the 6 years that you've been doing this out in the street, we knew that you would have all the answers. And I got to tell you that so far, man, you have enlightened and have given us all the resources that we need to be successful. And I can't thank you and Lucinda. I can't thank you guys enough for just sometimes I have to pinch myself because I get a call from Rob and say, hey, Gil, I got another donation from you. I go, wow. I know the call. I know it's not going to be a bill collector. I know it's going to be somebody giving me something. And I said, I got to get that on the first week because Rob's got something for us. And we know that, Rob, about you guys, because it's rare that we get a Rob and Lucinda that come into our lives and they really want to go to battle with us. And you guys have just been that big lever for us and the game changer so that we have food. I mean, we feed 500 people a week, and that means we have to keep our refrigerator stocked, Rob, you know, with bologna, with meats, with bread. We have to have waters and
right.
And I know I go to the go-to person, which is the Streets Don't Love You Back. You guys are like our Costco. We should go there and do everything for us.
Hey, you know when you see me call you and you see my number, you know we ain't calling to talk about, you know me, no pancakes. You know I'm calling you to come get something. Or I'm calling you to go somewhere and talk to somebody and get a donation.
They're like the bat phone. Yeah, Streets Don't Love You Back is like the Batman phone. We know that there's something there and we're going to get help. But
right.
We're really excited. I mean, I tell you.
We're excited too, bro.
Yeah. I have to tell you guys, I have to tell the audience that, I mean, you have helped us with food. Today you got us some furniture from your network. You connected us to someone in your community that knew that we needed furniture. We got furniture. We needed hygiene stuff. You connected us to somebody an organization that brought us toothpaste, toilet paper, deodorant, diapers. I mean, it's been a great the synergy and the chemistry, Rob, and the resources that the Streets Don't Love You Back has been, man, it's just been overwhelming. I'm so happy that all the resources, and I want to invite anybody who's listening, whether you're in the Midwest or you're in the East Coast or West Coast, I would invite you to contact Rob and Lucinda, because truly they have mastered the art of helping the community. They have immersed themselves to get a genuine feel for what is the real need in the street. And that's the solution that any organization like that needs in order to be successful in the human services business.
Yes, indeed, my brother. And we appreciate, you know, the love, and we appreciate, man, the kind words, and we appreciate the relationship that we've done built with you and the pastor. And, you know, it's just like when we first met and you first invited us to your place, you know.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, I know they probably ain't going to be looking for it, you know, but I said, we're going to take them a gift to their house tonight. You know what I mean? So
when
we got there and told you we had a donation, you couldn't believe it, because we were just coming out to view your place, you know.
Yep.
But
that's
we broke bread the first day we met you.
We didn't know Santa Claus was going to have his place full when he showed up at our doorstep.
That's right.
It was awesome.
You know, so it's a blessing. It's a blessing, brother.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just want to say, man, much love to you, much love to the pastor, much love to your wife and the pastor's wife and your whole team over there. And me and my wife just love working with you guys, and we are thankful to the Father that he's connected us together, and we're going to do phenomenal things throughout the country like me and my wife always do, and we're going to take y'all right along the ride down the same street, you know what I'm saying? And people are going to shine their light on you as well. Because that place you have over there, you and the pastor, that's a place where people can actually stay, get themselves together and things like that, and, you know, get ready for a better tomorrow. So that's what I appreciate about what you and the pastor and your team over there doing. And we just honored to be a part of that, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Rob.
We appreciate you. Any last words, honey?
Just if anybody has any donations or wants to help us, you can contact us at our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, or you can email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com, or you can see us on Facebook, Rob Boyd or Lucinda Boyd, or just Google The Streets Don't Love You Back and you'll find us. But we welcome your donations. They will be used to give back to the community and to those that are really in need. So we thank you all for your support and, you know, and your generosity. And, send us the donations if you can. It will truly be appreciated.
And that sounds good. And I'll piggyback off of that and just let everybody know. We want to thank our community here in Maricopa, you know, Ms. Norma and Ms. Lindsley for giving great donation to the city of Refuge and, you know, our people over there. So we want to just thank our own community here in Maricopa for stepping up to the plate and giving great donations like you always do to the Streets Don't Love You Back. And you done embraced our partner, City of Refuge, and now you're giving back to them as well. So we just want to say thank the whole Maricopa team out here that support me and my wife.
Right. One more thing, too, just to thank everybody that supports us every month for our monthly homeless feed. You know, we really love and appreciate you. We also do take clothes out there every month. socks, shoes, underwear, personal hygiene products. All those things are really, really needed, and they're really appreciated. So just get with us if you have anything to donate.
Sounds good. And Mr. Gill, we're going to give this shout out to you, man. You know what I mean? You and everybody on your team, because this is exactly what we're doing. And this is one of my songs that's going to be on the mixtape that's coming out this Saturday, you know? And we're going to dedicate this song to you and your team. So we're going to play this song that I wrote and produced and called Ballin' Out of Control. We're going to dedicate that to my man, Mr. Gill, and them. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with my man, Mr. Gill. So hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a little break. To our main man, Mr. Gill, and his team, you know? So what you think about that hot track, Mr. Gill?
Man, I love your music, Rob. I mean, it's a reflection of your personality, your creativity, and I just can't commend you and compliment you enough, Rob. You're just such a talented individual, and it just shows through your spirit, and it's just an honor to know you guys.
Hey, man, it's a blessing, man. I'm glad to be back over on the music side, you know what I'm saying, for real. So I want everybody to know February the 14th, Valentine's Day, around the world it dropped, you know what I mean? Streets and Back Volume 2, you'll be able to get it all over the world, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, I mean, everywhere around the world, you'll be able to buy that. and get down with it. And we got one more track, Mr. Gill, we're going to dedicate to you, and it's called Never Give Up, because you never gave up, I never gave up, my wife never gave up, and a whole lot of other people never gave up. So we're going to send this track out to you, your wife, the pastor, his wife, and the rest of your team. All right, my brother? We'll be right back with my homeboy, Mr. Gill, kicking it off. Never give up.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Right.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yes.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
You gotta get up, keep on your dreams, never give up.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We're kicking it with my man, Mr. Gill, tonight, and he's putting that great message out there around the world. And we're going to go back to him right now, and we're going to close out the show, and we're going to give Mr. Gill another minute to let y'all know where to send that donation at, what come if you would like to come check out the facility, and we're going to keep this thing rolling. So we're going to go right back to my man. You back on there, Mr. Gill. Give them that information one more time, where to donate, and where to come if they want to contact you to do a walkthrough at the center.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Rob. They can visit us at www.houseofrestoration.org. I'm going to repeat that once more time here. It's www.houseofrestoration.org. Or the second thing is they can visit us at our facility, which is in Phoenix, Arizona, at 5727 North Black Canyon Highway. And the zip code in Phoenix is 85015. Now, they can also call our office at 602-283-4390. That's 602-283-4390. And when they get there, Rob, it's very important that part of the tour includes the process of how we create our food boxes. We feed lots of families that come in for food boxes. Secondly, we also have a shelter there. We'll let them actually visit our housing facilities. And most importantly, they get to see the process and the staff that we have there as far as our mentorship and our development program. It's a 5,000-square-foot space, and it's just a wonderful place. Anybody who goes there is, you know, it's just one of those things you can't ignore, and you just want to help. And I want to thank you, Rob, for giving us this great opportunity.
Oh, it's no problem. You know, me and my wife is always down for giving people opportunities to get better and grow better. And like they say, once you know better, you do better, you know, any way you're supposed to anyway, you know. So we just like for people to put their message out there. And like we were saying earlier, Mr. Gill, you know, we come from that way, so we know what it is to be down there in the trenches taking care of our people, you know. But what we don't like is for people just want to put a name out there. But if you're not down here in these trenches, to me, the name you put out there don't mean nothing if you're not down there in them trenches with our people.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Rob,
so any more last words, Mr. Gill?
No, Rob. I just appreciate how you guys have opened the door to us, and I want to appreciate the overwhelming support that you and Lucinda have given us. And I want to invite anybody that's creating a shelter or creating an environment that's going to lend itself to help the homeless community to visit you guys at The Streets Don't Love You Back. And I can assure you that you guys, it's kind of like a library. You'll give them all the resources that they need and all the tools that they need to become a successful organization in terms of feeding the hungry, feeding, working with the community, working with broken souls. It's just been a great relationship for us.
Hey, we appreciate it, my friend. And we're letting the people know, Mr. Gill and my wife, they have our program book ready real soon, and the program book will go to a lot of people that's interested in saving souls, educating their kids to a better life. And, you know, if you're in any kind of situation and you need us, you can always reach out to the City of Refuge and The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we definitely on the job, and we stay on the job 24/7, you know. But we want you to know we are here for you, and we're going to continue being that way because that's what we're about. We're about that life of giving, helping, and sharing.
That's right. You know, I want to give a shout out. Yeah, I want to give a shout out tonight to our oldest daughter, Melissa. Tomorrow's her 30th birthday, and she was my little Valentine's baby. So happy birthday, baby. And
happy birthday.
And to thanks. And to everybody else, make sure you have a very happy and safe Valentine's Day this weekend and enjoy your loved ones.
Yes, indeed. And once again, don't forget Valentine's Day, The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2 dropped worldwide. So definitely grab that. We're looking for 1 million downloads for the new album. And people have been waiting on me and waiting on me. I'm back. And I'm not just back by myself. I'm bringing a lot of other artists to the flow as well with great music. and a great talent and a great message, because that's what the music been lacking for the last, you know, years, you know. They lack that great message, you know, to uplift somebody, you know. And that's what we're bringing to the table on the 14th, you know. Bottom line, Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2 is going down.
One more announcement,
all
too.
Right.
We're having a book signing on February 21st at Bead and Berry Coffee Shop out in Maricopa, and that will be for Donna Buchanan. So if you're able to come out and meet Donna, hear her story, and get her book, we encourage you to do so. We'll have more information on our website and also on our social media site about that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes.
It'll be from 12 to 3.
Yes. And don't forget, you know, if you have not got the Streets Don't Love You Back, Never Hit a Woman, Real Love 2, the Freeway Rick Ross autobiography, and Joyce Jung book, you need to grab them books, you know what I mean? Heavy is a great book as well, and you can get all that information at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Them books need to be in your library, they need to be in your house, and your kids need to be reading them, you know, to get educated against what's happening around them each and every day.
Absolutely.
So they can stay focused. So we just want to put that out there, and we just want to thank God for everything that he does, because without him, there's no me, there's no you, and we must keep him first and keep the ball rolling, my brothers and sisters. So with that being said, we're going to say peace, love, and happiness, and always remember the streets definitely don't love you back, and God is good all the time.
Amen.
All right. Have a great night, everyone, and we look forward to everybody steady tuning in and getting involved, and we want to thank everybody. Have a great night.
All right.
Peace.
Join us next week. Good night.